So in the Old Testament today, God was down on Mount Sinai, thoroughly freaking out the children of Israel. All this grumbling against Moses, and you'll see it again, but all the grumbling they had done against Moses, that's long in their past now. Like, we will listen to you, whatever you say. Just don't let God talk to us or we're dead. Of course, God issues what we now know of as the Ten Commandments. And that is the shifting point in this book, the book of Exodus, where God has delivered his people in epic form, invading Egypt and setting his people free. And it's a beautiful narrative of God's relentless pursuit of his people and their freedom. And also a sobering warning to anyone that would stand up in the face of God and refuse to bow. Because God systematically undoes Pharaoh and the land of Egypt. But this is the shifting point where now the children of Israel are in the wilderness, and the rest of the book will be God laying out ordinances for the culture that he expects Israel to be and laws that they must live by. And some of these are cultural things. Some of us who live in the West now at this point in history, we're zooming back thousands of years. And so some of the customs and some of the things that we don't fully understand, we scratch our heads and go, man, that's just strange. I don't get it. Or it doesn't really make sense to the way that we live now. Or it even seems contrary to the way that we live now. And that may be, but this is God establishing his culture of a people who live in the desert, who have just come out of slavery, and who live in a time that is thousands of years back. So some of the things we're not going to be able to relate to, but to exegete scripture is what it's called. To do proper exegesis, we have to look at what God was saying to the people that he was saying it to, and in the context that they were receiving it, and what it was supposed to mean to them then. Because obviously, we have cultural differences now. But these things wouldn't have seemed bizarre to the children of Israel. They would have clarified and given straight paths to customs that they already understood. And so we have to take that into context. We cannot read this in light of our culture, which didn't exist then, and our time, because that also didn't exist then. The only way to properly understand is to go through this with that in mind. Of course, Jesus, man, he is in Jerusalem knowing that he's about to be executed. And he's fearless. He is so gentle and so kind to the seeker, and so pointed and direct to the poser. And he lays it out, and it's absolutely true, and we must listen to his words lest we be trapped in the same thing. It is not the trappings of the outside. It is what is on the inside. Because you can look great on the outside, have a perfect body, have a wonderful smile, look like you've got it all together, and fake it wherever you are. But on the inside, you can be treacherous and dead and horrible. And Jesus is saying, you brood of viper, that's like a snake. Or that's like a grave that's just got a fresh coat of paint on it. Jesus has no tolerance for that kind of posing, that kind of hypocrisy. And neither should we.